Just for S and giggles. Let's see how we sound. See how we sound. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, gonna be a good one coming up. Notre Dame. I think they're favored by 17. Oh. Do we want to do a little college football Hello. Pregame here, Lisa?
I've got too much on my mind.
Did you see the Penn
State? Tomorrow.
How about Penn State last night?
Oh, I didn't see it. Ooh. We've got Serena college football. Oh, yeah, there is a playoff chase going on here. All right.
Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game number 111 on the season as the Daytona Tortugas are in town to take on your Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loftus here with you, joined alongside the Queen of Diamonds, Lisa Pride. How are we doing tonight, Lise?
We are doing so good here at the sun-soaked stadium of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
It's been
a
while.
You like to say that. Sun-soaked.
We love a sun-soaked field, as it could be a good night for the Redbirds as they try to clinch a playoff spot. Here in tonight's ballgame, the Daytona Tortugas come into tonight's ballgame 19-36 so far in the second half of the season. 48-72 overall, needless to say, last in the Florida State League East Division. Tortugas 4-6 over their last 10, losers of three straight. They come in scuffling, last in the league in hitting, hitting at a .222 clip as a team, last in the league in pitching with a 4.16 ERA. Tortugas already eliminated from playoff contention and currently 8-16 versus the Redbirds so far this season with three more matchups to go. Speaking of your Redbirds, Palm Beach comes in 10 games over 500 here in the second half of the season, a 33-23 mark, 63-57 overall. They are currently in first place in the Florida State League East here in the second half of the season with a four-game lead over the St. Lucie Mets. Redbirds have been red hot, winners of six straight, 9-1 over their last 10, as they have a 20-10 home record here during the second half of the season, 38-23 home record overall. As we're getting some selfies up here in the booth by one Lisa Pride herself, we'll be posting those on Twitter at RDC Broadcast if you want to chime in throughout the evening. Cardinals post the second-best ERA in the league, coming in with a 3.67 ERA as they kept the train rolling after taking 4 out of 5 against St. Lucie last week. So far, so good this week, taking advantage of the reeling Daytona Tortugas as the Cards were victorious Tuesday by a score of 5-1, capping it off 6-3 on Wednesday, and ensured themselves with the series split by knocking off the Shells to the north by a score of 5-3 in last night's ball game. Trent Baker set the tone last night by delivering six solid innings of one-run ball while scattering four hits. More importantly, the righty notched seven strikeouts without yielding any free passes before giving way to the bullpen. How's my picture going, Lise? Seven strikeouts, no walks for Baker last night before he gave way to the bullpen, who held down the fort. We'll see if we can get a similar performance tonight in what could be, like we mentioned earlier, a playoff clinching game, as the elimination number for the Jupiter Hammerheads is down to two. Cardinals win and a Hammerheads loss would ensure some mid-September baseball coming up in a couple weeks, as the St. Lucie Mets are already guaranteed a playoff spot, as are the Fort Myers Miracle out west. We'll get you set for our starting lineups tonight before we get to our pitching report. Leading things off for the Daytona Tortugas, managed by Gookie Dawkins. Leading things off will be Austin Callahan. He's over at third base. Trey Faltine is over at second base. He's batting second. Batting third, the designated hitter in tonight's ballgame will be Jack Rogers. Yerlane Confidant gets the start out in right field. He will be batting fourth. The switch hitting Edwin Arroyo is over at shortstop and batting fifth. Batting sixth, the catching duties tonight go to Cade Hunter behind the dish. Justin Boyd will be manning center field. Boyd batting seventh. Batting eighth will be Blake Dunn out in left field. And rounding out the lineup for the Daytona Tortugas will be Yasiel Pino. He's over at first base and batting ninth, with the right-handed pitcher Carson Rudd out on the mound. Once again, that's Callahan, Faltine, Rogers, Confidant, Arroyo, Hunter, Boyd, Dunn, and Pino for the Daytona Tortugas. For the home team coming out, all whites, Palm Beach Cardinals are led off by Victor Scott. He's out in center field. Josh Baez will be the designated hitter, batting second. Thomas Francisco is in the three spot over at first base. RJ Yeager is at the other hot corner over at third base. Yeager batting fourth. Leonardo Bernal has the catching duties tonight, batting fifth. The Villanova product, Chris Rotondo, out in right field, batting sixth. Brody Moore batting seventh over at second. Jeremy Rebus at short, batting eighth. And Alex Iadesernia out in left field, batting ninth. We'll recap that in just a second, but we got Sweet Lou Villano time.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the
gets old with SLV out there pumping out our national anthem here on this beautiful Friday evening here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Is there anyone better than SLV?
There is not. And like I love to joke, but you can see him jogging already. He's got a run up here. He's our official scorekeeper tonight. So he's got to do double duty and run he does.
As we get you set for our starting pitching matchup in tonight's ballgame, taking the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals will be the right-hander Hansel Rincon. The right-hander, 6'2", 160 pounds, is the 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. A 2-4 record, a 5.70 ERA. That might be a little bit deceptive given his six starts, small sample size. 35 hits allowed in 30 innings pitched, striking out 25 while walking 8. He has given up 5 home runs, however, in those 30 innings pitched. Opponents hitting 289 off the right-hander. However, he is coming off arguably his best outing of the season, back on August the 27th at St. Lucie. He picked up the win. Five innings of one-run ball, and we gave up three hits. Striking out five, did not surrender any free passes. Back to the Cardinals starting lineup. It's Scott Baez, Francisco, Yeager, Bernal, Rotondo, Moore, Rivas, and Aya Desernia. They're going to go up against Carson Rudd, the right-hander out of Santa Monica, California. For the Tortugas, 6'5", 190 pounds, is the 23-year-old. The Stanford Cardinal product, undrafted free agent back in 2020. Split some time between Dayton and Daytona this year. 2-0 record, Rudd making his second start for the Tortugas so far this season. We're about to be underway. Austin Callahan will lead things off. Stands in batting from the left-hand side on this sun-soaked field. A beautiful Friday evening. First pitch swung on, skied out the shallow center. Going back is Rivas, coming in is Scott. And the catch is made by the left fielder, Aya Desernia, coming out of nowhere. One pitch, one out. Just how they drew it up.
Boy, that's enough to like get you started, right? First pitch and right away, everyone's got to be on their toes, and sometimes they're not. You know, you're just trying to ease yourself into the game, going from, you know, transitioning from coming, you know, into the ballpark, warming up, national anthem. First pitch, you better be ready.
They didn't even give us a breather.
Not at all.
Apparently, that ball actually dropped in. It looked like it was caught by Aya Desernia, but Callahan will take first. I need the whiteout already, Lisa. First pitch to Faultine. Misses down and away for ball one. The 1-0. This ball is driven foul down the left field line.
Hey, I'm still tweeting out our link. I'm just trying to get on that. I was taking some video of Sweet Lou. I know he likes when we can give him some video. He does such a great job down there, the national anthem.
We were kind of blinded by that sun-soaked field. I need to put my glasses on here. Next pitch, skied. Foul territory, first base side. Francisco has this one sized up just to the right of the first base bag. He will make the catch. And now we have one out.
Let's go.
Jack Rogers.
Nothing like butchering it on the first batter of the ballgame, right?
That's okay. That's what I said. It's kind of just everyone, then you start paying attention. You know, you're like, okay, we're in a ballgame. Let's go. The Wi-Fi doesn't want to get going, though.
Callahan leads away from first. Jack Rogers at the plate. He'll lay off the first pitch down and away for ball one. Rogers coming in. Pretty good season so far. 288 average, 10 homers to go along with 38 RBIs. The high set by Rincon. The next pitch misses down and in right at the shoe tops.
It has been unfortunate that Daytona, you know, they did struggle in the first half, but still kind of hung in there with everyone else. But in the second half, just had so much struggles. And it has been a trying season for the team. I know that Justin Rock, the broadcaster with the Tortugas.
2-0 skied right side of the infield as they stare up into the sun. Second baseman Brody Moore comes over and makes the catch just to the left of the first base bag.
But if you follow the Tortugas, he's always finding those little nuggets, that those bright spots with Daytona. And, you know, and he said, I've got to do that. Otherwise, we would just, you know, really fall and sink as far as, you know, mentally. And because it's been a long season. And it is, you know, when you have so many losses, as Daytona does. They've only won 48 games. And we're in game number 121 here with the Palm Beach Cardinals.
First pitch to Yerlin Confidant. Misses low in the zone for ball one. Yeah, we've been blessed to be able to call two teams, the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals, both fighting for that final playoff spot here in the East. The 1-0. Check swing. It's ruled a strike at the plate.
You know, I think I figured out the game plan here for the Tortugas right away. As you mentioned, you know, going after that first pitch, we've got a lot of sun out there and everything's been a pop-up. So it's like, all right, let's just pop it up, see if the fielders, especially on the right side, which is very tricky. Here goes another one.
The 1-1 popped up right side of the infield, just to the right of second base. Moore and Rivas converge on it. Rivas will make the catch right up against the restricted line, the new restricted line that we have here. For the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the first. No runs, one hit, and no errors. We're headed to the home half. Middle of the first here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
there's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Home half of the first here in Jupiter, Florida. Scoreless through the first top frame. Victor Scott will lead things off, followed by Josh Baez and Thomas Francisco against the ready Carson Rudd. Rudd working strictly out of the stretch. The first pitch misses off the plate for ball one.
I took off my headset because Victor Scott was coming to the plate, and his walk-up song is his own song, and I wanted to record it.
He's a musician?
It's called Conscious. I'm gonna catch up with him and talk to him about this. I talked to Tink Hentz about it.
It's good work.
And said, I've heard that, Victor records his own songs.
As he should. The 2-0, healthy cut, swing and a miss upstairs in the zone. Yeah, Victor coming in working on an 11-game on-base streak. He's reached safely in 24 of his 25 games played here with Palm Beach. The 2-1 lays off. Called a strike on the outside edge. I wonder if he's going to challenge that. We do have the challenge tonight, right?
We do.
Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Callahan, the third baseman, well off the line, the 2-2. Called third strike, freezes Scott on the inner half.
Yeah, I talked to Tink before the game, and he said that, since Victor, was new here in the second half, and he started playing some music and asking the guys about it, not saying that it was his music yet. And
keeping it under the radar.
Yeah, trying to get opinions and see what the guys
thought. How do you guys like this? Oh, by the way, it's me. First pitch breaking ball to Josh Baez, catches the outside corner for a called strike.
But what do you do then if you're walking up to your own song and then it kind of, if you're superstitious and it doesn't really help you at the plate?
The 0-1 called a strike.
Switch it up, I guess, right?
Man, I hate this artist. Well, yeah, it's you.
Better hope you have a couple more songs then, not just one.
Quickly 0-2 on Baez, the wind in the pitch. This ball's crushed out to left. If it's fair, it's gone. To the track, to the wall, and this ball is just foul.
Oh, even Josh always like, oh, so close. But he has the power bat at the plate. Three homers in 14 games here with the Cardinals.
He's on a hot streak right now. So far, 5-for-11 in the series with a homer and five RBIs.
What's that rocket that is lifting off tomorrow? Artemis or something like that? Or I don't know. Josh was ready to, send a rocket to the moon today.
I just watched the movie Armageddon again the other day. 0-2 is swinging a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Carson Rudd. Two up, two down. To kick things off here in the bottom half of the first, that'll bring up Thomas Francisco to the plate.
Thomas Francisco.
It's funny watching those movies from the late 90s, how corny they were, but they're still so good.
I've got to tell you, I'll wait till after this first pitch.
Like Speed with Keanu Reeves. Francisco stands in batting from the left-hand side the first pitch. Well off the plate, ball one.
So, the Nightmare on Elm Street series, right?
Kind of.
So my daughter, who is in high school, and her high school friends got all the movies, and they wanted to watch them all. And one of the girls that was over was like, this is kind of scary, or is it kind of scary? I'm scared of, these horror shows.
1-0 bounces in the dirt, 2-0.
And one of the boys, one of her friends said, oh no, this is like 80s kind of scary. I was like, I remember being so scared of those Nightmare on Elm Street. Like you couldn't go to sleep, right? But they're like, oh, that's just 80s scary.
Making us feel old right now.
Right.
The 2-0 backdoor breaking ball never broke.
Counts. What does that say about our kids?
I don't know. Man, let's go. What's wrong with this generation? The wind in the 3-0 from Rudd misses well off the plate. A four-pitch walk issued to Francisco. He's a two-out base runner. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager to the plate.
Yeah, don't when you say what's wrong with this generation, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm a mom, so yeah. What did I do wrong?
Now we're sounding like our parents.
Yeah. And I'm sure all the parents that are listening out there right now to the Palm Beach Cardinals, you know, your son's out here. You understand. You can relate.
They know exactly what we're talking about. Righty on righty matchup to Yeager, hitting a clean 303 so far this season. He lays off the first pitch. It's off the glove of Hunter. It's going to go all the way to the backstop. Francisco will take second on the wild pitch.
It is Artemis that's launching, and I believe tomorrow, because it was supposed to launch Monday, right? Monday was, then they had to scrub it. But we're headed to the moon, and if everything goes well, they're actually going to send, you know, men and women to the moon after this for the first time in years.
The 1-0, healthy cut, swing and a miss, blocked by Hunter.
So much going on tomorrow. We were talking before the game. Well, tonight, Serena will be on the center court again in the U.S. Open. Tomorrow, well, Ohio State, Notre Dame, college football.
You sound like an Ohio State fan, if I can read that right. 1-1 count, two outs. No score, bottom half of the first, the pitch. Lays off the breaking ball upstairs.
It's a quiet kind of night here so far, and it's going to start gearing up because I saw all the trucks pull in, you know, food trucks. There's going to be some music going on later. But tomorrow, we have so much going on at the ballpark. Hometown Heroes Night. Johnny Bench, the Hall of Fame catcher, will be here for the first pitch.
2-1, jammed him, skied out of play, first base side.
Kids Club again. On Saturdays. What else is going on? I know there's so much tomorrow.
I forget
the word. Oh, Mascot Mania.
I forget the word for it. Maybe it's right here. That Inflatapalooza. So you got
coming up next weekend.
That's
yeah,
right.
Jumping ahead. But because we only have one more week.
I got excited. I know.
Next week we're going to be jumping. Maybe we can do it with the broadcast with an inflatable.
The 2-2. Jammed him, fouled back into our right.
Oh, you know what we should do? Get an inflatable slide, which they have, but attach it to right here to next, you know, by our broadcast booth, and we can just slide on down.
We know some people. We could probably pull it off.
Have some fun. It's the end of the season.
Because why not? They're not going to fire us. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, runner goes. Breaking ball swung on skied, first base side. Going back is the second baseman, Faltin. He's in shallow right field. He will make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in the home half of the first. No runs in the inning on no hits. Runner stranded at second. Going to the second here at the Dean. Still no score.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here for the top half of the second. A little dance party going on up here in the booth. Bringing back the 80s here. at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Daytona Tortugas here in this scoreless ball game. This song makes me feel old. Edwin Arroyo followed by Cade Hunter and Justin Boyd due up this half inning. Arroyo, the switch hitter, stepping in from the left-hand side. Over the top windup by Rincon. The first pitch is driven out to right field. Going back is Rotondo. He's just shy of the warning track. The right fielder from Villanova will make the catch for the first out here. One pitch, one out. Did I mention he's from Villanova?
Ah, he must be from Villanova.
I wonder if I can get him to sign my hat.
You never know.
I'll bring up Cade Hunter to the plate. Hunter batting .286 on the season. Small sample size. He'll take the first pitch in for a called strike one on the outer half. As the sun-soaked field has dissipated. Sun has fallen behind the clouds. Backdoor breaking ball on the 0-1 catches the outside corner. Hunter quickly down the count. No balls and two strikes.
The wind is gusting, blowing in from right, though.
The 0-2 misses wide. I'm dreading that we'll have another hurricane issue come playoff time. I know I said it, but sometimes you got to speak the obvious, Lise.
I don't know if there's much going on right now near us. I think some was,
1-2 skied out the shallow center. Scott has a read on it. The center fielder will trot in a few steps. He'll make the catch easily for the second out here in the top half of the second.
It isn't unusual, though, to have rain and bad weather during the playoffs. That hit us many times. I remember
at Irma in 2017
when we had the Hammerheads. They should have won the championship. They had Real Muto, Yelich, Ozuna, Jose Fernandez, and they had some games rained out. We had that one series where it was co-champs, where the Palm Beach Cardinals were co-champs.
Yeah, 2017.
Because the guys, even if there was a threat of it, and you just have the threat of it, you got to get the players out. They got to get out of here. You don't want to keep them here.
1-0 fouled back.
Because where are they going to go? And which has happened during the season, some players and staff were in the clubhouses. This one, I don't remember if it was a tropical storm or hurricane, but it was gusting winds, probably a hurricane, that in the clubhouses, and our light towers fell.
1-1 drops down a bunt third base side. Up with it is Bernal. The throw to first in time. What a play by Leonardo Bernal for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the second. A clean frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're going to the home half. Still no score.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the second. 5, 6, and 7 do it for your Redbirds here in the scoreless ballgame. Bernal followed by Rotondo and Brody Moore do up this half inning. Switch hitting catcher hitting a clean .272 so far in the season. The first pitch lays off right above the letters. A pretty interesting splits for Bernal, who's coming in 5-game on base streak, hitting .486 during the daytime, just .192 when the sun goes down. This one skied out of play, third base side.
So what is this considered when we had perfectly blue skies and now these clouds have popped up and the sun is hidden behind the clouds, so it is, you know, getting dark. Yeah, is this considered night now for him?
Yeah, when do they mark it daytime? That's what I want to know.
Probably after the actual sunset.
The high set by Rudd, his 22nd pitch of the night. Backdoor breaking ball, never broke. Misses high and wide. Two balls and a strike. And Bernal had a good month of August, hitting 366. He's getting hot at the right time. The 2-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss. The righty winds from the first base side of the rubber, the 2-2, jammed him, slow roller towards second, up with the Desfaltine, the throw to first in time for the 4-3 putout.
We were mentioning, as far as, you know, the storms that have come during the season and ended season two in the playoffs, there was one year, and it could have been the same year when I talked about the light towers falling, but there was a season that it just rained so much, and Daytona was underwater. They could not play. They are actually in, like, where their stadium is. It's a very old stadium. You know, Jackie Robinson mm-hmm. played there and all. It's in basically an island, and it was underwater. The tennis courts that are right next to it were underwater. They could not play for a while. It was crazy here in the Florida State League during that season.
0-1 to Rotondo, swinging a miss. He's down in the count quickly. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 from Rudd. Rotondo lays off the breaking ball. You mean these light poles out here fell?
One of them fell, yes.
Really?
And there was staff member and maybe some players in the clubhouse.
Oh boy.
Where it fell. Yeah, luckily no one was hurt.
Duck and dodge. It fell
the right way, let's put it. But
1-2 breaking ball catches the outside corner. Rotondo is going to challenge the call. Here it comes.
Challenge call is overturned.
And it's ball overturned. Rotondo has new life. Pitch is ruled a ball. Successful challenge by Rotondo. Counts even at 2-2 here with one out. The 2-2. Breaking ball. This one's flared into shallow right center field. That'll dunk in for a base hit. Rotondo will make the turnaround first. He will hold there. I'll bring up Brody Moore to the plate.
This week, Baseball America has been putting out like their best prospects, and they mentioned as we look up the ladder here in the system in the Cardinals organization, but of course Jordan Walker is the Texas League's best batting prospect.
Of course he is.
Best power prospect, Moises Gomez, best infield arm, Mason Wynn.
We've seen Mason Wynn's arm before. That was
Jordan Walker's arm too, and now mm-hmm. they put him in the outfield. So, and with his bat, with, you know, that first at bat here at the Dean, how he just launched the ball over the outfield wall. You know, home run your first at bat. We already knew he was special, but he just showed it right away from the get go. Management was here too.
Counts 0-1 to Moore. Next pitch fouled back. Moore having a good series so far. Six hits already through the first three games. He's 6-for-12.
That's the thing that, you know, really appreciate these players that you're listening to right now and coming to see, because they are, you know, this is their second step probably, you know, second step as they climb up. And they, you know, there'll be a few that are going to be some surprises, some that we know that will be big leaguers. So, you know, it's exciting. And as we talk about Mason and, you know, Jordan Walker, they, you know, it's just fun to watch them. But
Dylan Carlson, these guys out here, appreciate them. I love seeing these guys when they reach the big leagues.
Nolan Gorman was here for a short time. And, yeah, there's a lot of Cardinals right now.
I recognize his name.
Dax Fulton. Is
the 1-2 grounder in the middle. This could be two. Arroyo's up with it. He'll step on the bag. The throw to first in time. 6-3 put out. Arroyo does it himself for the final out to retire the side. No runs, one hit in the inning, none left. We're going to the third here in Jupiter, Florida. No score.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the third, still scoreless. One hit aside for both teams, 8-9-1. Due up for the Daytona Tortugas, Blake Dunnell lead things off. Righty on righty matchup, Rincon delivers the first pitch, swung on, skied out to right, playable for Rotondo. Moves back a step, comes in a couple more steps, and makes the catch. One pitch, one out, very efficient for Rincon early on. Just 19 pitches to this point, 13 for strikes. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Yasiel Pino to the plate. Pino hitting .218 so far on the season, five homers to go along with 17 RBIs. He'll take the first pitch fastball at 91 on the inner half for a called strike. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. Pretty interesting splits for Pino at the plate. Loves Jackie Robinson Stadium, hitting .305 there. However, on the road, just batting .159. He's going to ground this one to short. Slow chopper up at the Rivas. The throw to first is offline. It's going to get past Francisco and off the netting. Pino will head down to second on the E6 right there by Rivas. Kind of unorthodox to see that from Jeremy.
Third baseman, number 8, Austin Callahan.
Yeah, tough break there for the Cardinals, as it looked like it was a clean, you know, play there for Rivas. He was a little off balance as he leaped up to throw to first base. I think just with his release that
probably
you know,
didn't
his,
need to.
Yes, the ball just wasn't, you know, an errant throw over there, but that's okay.
They'll get him. Rincon working from the third base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Callahan, swing and a miss.
I think the Cardinals player development Twitter account's listening to us because I was talking about Jordan, and quickly they put up some stats then right here for us.
High set, the 0-1. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared out to shallow center field. Going back is Rivas. He's going to make a catch in shallow center field, an over-the-shoulder catch by the shortstop Rivas, atoning for his mistake just there. A big second out here in the top half of the third.
Boy, I wish we had video of that because he did. He made up for that mistake. And I thought he might even be able to catch the runner at second, too, because he was so close. He turned around and watched him all the way to do that. But that was a tough play. That looked like that was a bloop base hit that no one was going to get into left center, short left center there.
If your Ohio State Buckeyes are looking for a wide receiver, Rivas is the guy right there. First pitch to Faltine, fouled at the plate.
So here's what the Cardinals player development Twitter account put up. Since moving to the outfield on August 7th, Jordan Walker slashed .330, .409, .564 with 7 assists, 0 errors in 150 innings. Wow.
I guess they called a balk right there on Rincon, as moving down to third will be Pino. Potential first run 90 feet away. Infield back on the grass. The 0-1. This ball's roped into left field. Coming in hard is Iadesurnee. He's going to let it drop in front of him for a base hit. RBI single for Trey Faltine. Tortugas on the board. 1-0 here in the top half of the third.
Yeah, and that's where that error hurts you now.
Mm-hmm. And not much Iadesurnee could have done for that. If he lays out for it and that ball gets past him, that's going to be a three-bagger.
Yeah, you don't want to see another error. Just play it safe right now. Cardinals have the bats. It's early in the game.
Mm-hmm. Jack Rogers steps to the plate, batting from the left-hand side. He's going to sky this out to the left. Playable for Ia Desernia, moves a couple steps to his left, and he will make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the third. But not before the Tortugas get on the board. They're out to a 1-0 lead as we head to the home half of the third here in Jupiter, Florida.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Home half of the third, Cardinals trail 1-0. 8-9-1 due up for your Redbirds. Well, it might not be a series, it might not be a playoff clinching night for the Palm Beach Cardinals tonight, even with a victory. Jupiter Hammerheads are out to an 8-0 lead just up to the north of us against the St. Lucie Mets there in the bottom half of the second. Righty on righty matchup. Carson Rudd back out on the mound for his third inning of work. First pitch breaking ball to Rivas, misses high and inside for ball one. Jeremy hitting .243 on the season. Finally got his first home run of the season last week as he'll lay off the 1-0 upstairs. Hitters count, two balls and no strikes. Jeremy just 1-for-10 so far in the series with a pair of RBIs. The 2-0, a healthy cut, swing and a miss. Coming off a rough month of August. Hit .261 in July, just .187 in the month of August. The 2-1 tried to check his swing. He went around, according to home plate umpire Robert Ginther. Connor McKenna is the base umpire standing down the first baseline. The wind in the 2-2. He lays off, full count. Jeremy 0-for-3 in last night's effort with a walk. As the sun finding its way back out on the field, the 3-2 fouled back. Outfield standing in sunlight, infield in shadows. Few crevices along the infield in sunlight. The 3-2 runs inside. Leadoff walk issued to Jeremy Rivas. That'll bring up Alex Ia Desernia to the plate. Second walk issued of the ballgame so far for starting pitcher Carson Rudd. Ia Desernia went 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored back on Wednesday evening. Middle infield at double play depth, hugging that restricted line. First pitch, foul tipped into the glove of Hunter. Counts 0-1. Rivas leads away from first, 8-for-14 in stolen base attempts so far this season. The high set by Rudd at the letters. The 0-1 misses off the plate. Callahan, the third baseman, probably 15 feet off the line over at third. The long set, the 1-1. Breaking ball. This ball is crushed out to right field. It is tailing foul.
The kids are out there prepping for tomorrow's kids' club. They've got their spots.
Should be a good weekend of baseball weather-wise.
Looks like it will be.
They got the prize wheel down there. Some juggling going on. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Rivas leads from first. 1-0 Tortuga's lead. Pickoff throw, Rivas back safely head first. Love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. We know you're listening. Give us a shout out. Tell us where you're listening from. What kind of relatives you're listening to out on the field. Rudd delivers his 44th pitch of the evening. Broken bat. This one's flared into center field. Coming in hard is Justin Boyd. The center fielder will make the catch. Flip it back to the top of the order. Victor Scott strides to the plate. Scott struck out looking in his first plate appearance. Coming in with an 11-game on-base streak, he bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch, runner goes. Swung on, grounded to first. Only play for Pino is to step on the bag. He will. Moving up to second is Rivas on the three unassisted putout. I'll bring up Josh Baez to the plate. Baez victimized by the strikeout in his first at-bat. Having a heck of a series, already five hits so far through the first three games. He is a man in scoring position. The first pitch, he lays off the breaking ball high and wide for ball one. How's the start of school been going for you so far?
Oh, boy.
Enough said. All right. Moving right along.
We've got Monday off.
1-0 catches the outside corner for a called strike one.
Just trying to get this Wi-Fi up so I can look up some stats and, you know, give you a little info on these guys.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
School, what's basically until baseball season's over, I'm like, school, they're school. If my kids get there, yeah, good job.
1-1 fools him on the breaking ball, swinging a miss. Baez chasing out that one down and away. One ball, two strikes, two outs, 1-0 Daytona leads. Here in game four of this six-game set. Faltine creeping in at second. The 1-2 swinging a miss. Fooled on the breaking ball yet again for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the third. Cardinals held scoreless through their first three. We're going to the fourth. Lisa Bride taking over play-by-play here at the Demon.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás...
Just making some adjustments. Oh, yeah. Here up in the booth, just like the guys in the box. Who's in the box? He just tapped a foul ball into his thigh. That's Yerlin Confidon. Confidon batting from the left side as he faces the righty Rincon. Rincon whizzing through this Tortugas lineup. Three innings of work, two hits, a run. Next pitch inside. So 1-1 is the count. Let's see, has he walked anyone? No, he has not, and has not struck out anyone yet either. Working on Confidon right here. Rincon delivers, swing and a miss. Yep. Confidon, he's got like all different colors going on. Look at that outfit. Not only are they in their road grays, but he has what looks like that Gatorade color of spikes, right? Today I heard on the morning show, is that yellow or green? Swing and a miss. So Rincon picks up his first strikeout here in the fourth.
Well, ask and you shall receive, please. It looks like Ninja Turtle colors. That's what I would go with.
Yeah, he's got the blue then, you know, with his tape on his right wrist. He's got it all. But I heard the argument. Do you think the traditional Gatorade, is that yellow or green?
I'm going to go yellow.
You're going to go yellow. Edwin Arroyo.
Lemon lime.
In the box, yeah, the lemon lime, right? Open stance, lets this ball whiz by. One ball, no strikes. But then they held up a green grape next to the Gatorade, and it looked green. It's one of those where when you look at it, is it a blue dress or is it yellow? You know, those great. But then I've always thought, I mean, it's not a very pretty yellow, if you say yellow, you know. It's not a very pretty green either. It's just a Gatorade. Lemon lime, like you said. It's the mix, lemon with the yellow and lime with the green. That's
well,
what you get.
My dad taught me well. Just, no matter what, it looks good on you.
All right.
It
well,
looks good
go.
On you.
Look who else he has over here. The Tortugas, they do like to accent, too, with the bright green, like that bright green color. And I see it accenting the third base coach. I think that's, is that Brinkley out there? That the hitting coach that... on his shoes.
Who's paying for the electricity bill with their uniform? That's what I'm wondering.
They've got all kinds of greens, the Turtles do. 1-2 is the count with one out. Here's the pitch. This ball is in the air into right center. It'll drop down. Victor Scott loses his cap, tracks it down. Here's the throw, but it'll be a stand-up double for Arroyo.
Well, nice job by Scott tracking that down in the right center field gap. That could have been a three-bagger right there for Arroyo had it got past Scott.
You know what I should have kept track all season is how many players lose their caps and their helmets. I have not seen it so much except this season. And then I don't know if you caught it, but baseball fans out there, Gunnar, what's his last name, that was just promoted to the Baltimore Orioles, hit a home run, lost his helmet at the plate, tried to catch it, it looked like. And some people thought he flipped it off. So then ran, you know, in his home run with the flowing locks. This ball, first pitch into center field on the run. Victor Scott makes the grab. There's two down. But I was just thinking, this is, you know how we see things in the minor leagues all season? And then when it gets to the big leagues, like everyone's like, whoa, look at that. Wow. And I'm just thinking, you know what? That's what happened in the minor leagues all season. I don't know what it is with the caps and the helmets. I think the guys like to wear them loose. I think they want them to fly off.
Why not?
Because you see it all the time. It's not just like here and there. So, and then Gunnar, then he's like, oh, shoot, I'm in the big leagues. I'm trying to catch it now. Keep it on. And then he gave it up. Oh, next pitch, or actually batter, Justin Boyd, the first pitch. That's a ball. One ball, no strikes with two outs. Boyd at the plate. It's a righty-on-righty matchup with a runner at second base in scoring position, and the Tortugas are already up 1-0. This ball will go foul to the right side.
And Boyd's had a tough go, but early on so far with the Tortugas. His 14th game, just 5-43.
From the stretch, Rincon brings his glove right up to eye level, then delivers. This ball's launched into center field. Back goes Scott all the way to the track. At the wall, he makes the grab just in time. Doesn't even have to leap up for it as Boyd is retired as he flies out to center. So one runner is stranded for the Tortugas. No run scored. We'll go to the home half of the fourth with Daytona up 1-0. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
That?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at the Dean. I like that powder blue jersey over here on the right. The young fan is decked out. I know you like powder blue with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cardinals powder blue jersey worn by a young fan. He's got the red shorts to match, the red cap, and he's playing catch, too.
Wearing the Paul Goldschmidt jersey?
Wow.
You can't go wrong with the powder blue.
Not at all. All decked out.
It looks good on him.
It does. We've got 3, 4, and 5. Thomas Francisco at the plate. First pitch. That one's going out of play. So 0-1, the count to Francisco. Thomas walked back in the first. He was left stranded. Jaeger's on deck. Then it'll be Bernal.
They were talking earlier. Jupiter Hammerhead's out to an early leadup in St. Lucie.
Well, that's a line drive foul over by the bullpen of the Cardinals.
That'll wake him up.
No balls, 2 strikes. Carson Rudd, he is the starter here tonight on the hill and doing just as well as Rincon on the mound. 3 innings of work, only 1 hit. No runs, walked a pair, and a struck out 3. Here's the 0-2, pop up into right field. Coming in is Confidant, and he'll miss it. That wind is tricky, so that will put Francisco at second base. As the ball dropped, he was watching it and was able to scoot on over to second.
That was a laissez-faire effort if I ever saw one in my entire life, Lisa. He looked a little bit too cool for school. I know school had just started.
You know what I think was tricky was that it was going to be like one of those easy kind of too cool for school plays, but that gust of wind that's blowing in kept that ball at like kept moving it away from him, and he should have been a little more heads up about that. You got to watch those flags. Feel that. You should be feeling that breeze behind his back, right?
Don't be afraid to lay out for it.
It's okay because it's for the Cardinals.
We'll take it.
That's right. So runner in scoring position is Francisco. R.J. Yeager's at the plate. He's 0-for-1. Strike delivered at 94 from Rudd. 0-1 to the righty at the plate. The third baseman is batting 299. He's hovering around that 300 mark where he did start at 303 tonight. Next pitch, breaking ball that misses low and away.
Yeah, I think they're going to give a double.
Yeah, they gave him a hit on the board.
Yeah, 9th double of the season for Francisco.
That'll help his average. The kick, the pitch, hard hit up the middle, past the pitcher, diving after it is the second baseman. Throw can't be made, so there'll be runners at the corners now for the Cardinals with no outs.
It looked like Faltin, the second baseman, wanted to make that throw down to first, but he realized Pino wasn't on the bag. And maybe wisely, Faltin just ate it, keeping runners at the corners. Didn't want to add insult to injury right there.
Yeah, that was a tough play. I thought that should even have gotten by him, but, Faltini was able to, you know, stop the ball from getting into center. That would have been a tough throw to first base. Maybe he would have made it, but needless to say, the Cardinals have the advantage now. Runners on the corners, no outs at the plate. It's Bernal. He bats from the left side, so we've got a righty and lefty matchup. Grounded out his last trip up to the plate. One ball and no strikes as Rudd delivered a 94-mile-per-hour fastball.
A chance to capitalize here if you're the Redbirds.
This is the time to do it, too, here in the middle innings. Puts a lot of pressure on you when you wait till the end. The 1-0 swing and a miss. And so far, the Cardinals have been perfect this series against Daytona. They're up 3-0. This is a team that the Cardinals have fared very well against this season as they have a 16-8 record against Daytona. Here's the 1-1 tapper foul. 1-2 is the count, as that was a breaking ball. The slider coming in at 83.
Yeah, got fooled on the off-speed pitch, down and away. Just a little bit out in front of it.
The Cardinals today, before the game this morning, they were over at Jupiter Elementary. They got a little schooling in today. They got up early, and they had to read for the class and participate. But
man,
they
I'm glad I graduated in time.
Here's the 1-2 swing and a miss. So one down, that's strikeout number 4 for Rudd. And that'll bring up Chris Rotondo. He singled back in the second.
I wouldn't really call it graduating. I think I just kind of passed by.
I wonder if they sent the teenagers, the guys that didn't go to college. So they're like, hey, you didn't go to college. You need a little more school in here. You guys head to the elementary school. Rudd upstairs and misses. Rudd, he played college ball at Stanford. So he would have been a good person to
yeah.
join, you know, help out the Cardinals in school, right?
Stanford versus Villanova. That's a good matchup at the plate right here.
Got to get that Nova in. Here's the 1-0 swing and a miss.
Did I mention that earlier?
Still runners at the corners. Cardinals and the Tortugas both have 3 hits apiece now. Daytona up 1-0. Really good pitching matchup going on right now, and the bullpens are empty. No action. The 1-1 tapper by the plate. It comes up enough for the catcher to make the play, throw to first. It brings off Pino, but he will be out. That's Rotondo at first, but that'll tie up the ball game here as Francisco is able to score on the play.
Yeah, heck of a job by Cade Hunter, the catcher, fielding that in front of home plate. I wonder if he even realized that Thomas Francisco was busting it down the line, because he may have had a play to keep Francisco from scoring, but he chose what, you know.
Yeah, because Francisco was coming down on that little hit right there that dribbled by, you know, in between the plate and the mound. So 2 down. We've got a runner at second base right now. That's R.J. Yeager. At the plate, it's Brody Moore. 1 ball, no strikes to Moore. Moore, the second baseman for the Cardinals, hit into a double play in the second. He's batting .261 right now. Ground ball picked up by Arroyo. Throw to first. It's in time. So that'll end the inning for the Cardinals here, but not before they tie up the ball game. It's a 1-1 ball game, and we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A natural disaster comes knocking. How prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes.
We're back here at the Dean. It's a 1-1 ball game. The Tortugas at the plate. Rincon delivers the curveball for a strike to Blake Dunn. Dunn, the number 8 hitter in the lineup. So it's 8-9-1 here for the Tortugas in the top of the fifth. The 0-1 pitch. That one hits the dirt. One ball and one strike.
It seems like Rincon's getting hot during the right time of the season, coming off his best start against St. Lucie last time out.
Is the time to get hot, yeah. With the bat on the mound, everything, right? Here's the 1-1 with the playoffs fast approaching. Strike delivered. 1-2 is the count. It's also, if you know you're not in playoff contention, you want to end the season well. This is where it's like you just want to end the season well on a good note. It's all, you know, hard to go home or get away from the ballpark if you don't, because then you feel so hungry that you want to prove yourself a little more. So yeah, stack up the stats right now. 2 balls, 2 strikes. High leg kick on the ground to the second baseman as Moore eats it up, throws to first in time. Dunn is retired.
And it's not like Rincon's overpowering them at all. He only has one strikeout tonight, has yet to walk a batter, but he's inducing a lot of ground balls, getting his defense involved.
Yeah, what is he topping out with his fastball?
91,
if at most, right?
And I don't even need my fake radar gun. I can just look at
You're
the
looking
scoreboard.
Out there. I haven't even seen that yet. There's a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. He's been mostly hovering around 83, 84.
His location's been spot on tonight so far.
0-1 is the count. Yacel Pinot. Pinot lifts this ball into left. On the run is Ayad Acerna. He lays out. And he doesn't make the catch. Boy, that must have just been dropped right on the grass and then slid into his glove or something, because he was right on it. What great effort by Alex out there in left field, but that'll be a base hit for Pena.
Yeah, I know Robert Ginther has a better eye on it than I do, the home plate umpire, but I thought I had discerned he had that one. I guess he just trapped it and his glove out there in left field. Heck of an effort.
It was great effort there by Alex. So runner at first base, one out. We're back up to the top of the order. Austin Callahan at the plate. He takes the first pitch. 1 ball and no strikes. Fastball at 89. As Rincon has thrown 48 pitches, 35 for strikes. We're in the top of the fifth. From the stretch, the kick, the pitch, the runner's going to second. Here's the throw. It hits the ground, bounces into the glove of the shortstop. Rivas applies the tag, and that will send home Pena as he has been caught stealing for only the second time.
Yeah, take care. Comb your hair, Pena. Now 1 for 3 in stolen base attempts. A nice one-hopper right there by Bernal down to Rivas, who applied the tag perfectly.
Way to tell him there, Brian.
I got excited. I need to sit back down.
The 1-1 taking the next pitch. It's outside, so 2-1 is the count now to Callahan.
I want some playoff baseball, you know.
The kick, the pitch, inside. Tonight, the balls and strikes are being called by Robert Ginther. Connor McKenna is on the base pass, and Ginther, he does have today the challenge day. Hard hit right side, nice, into the glove of Francisco. It bounces out. He picks it up and then runs to first, steps on the bag, and that's the third out as Callahan grounds out. So we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth, still 1-1 for the Cardinals. It'll be 8-9-1. Rivas, Ayad Acerna, and Scott. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth, 1-1 tie ball game here. Jeremy Rivas steps in. Righty on lefty matchup. Rivas walked back in the third. He leads the Cardinals in average. Runs batted in and a run scored. Strike delivered by Rudd.
Two hits away from 100 for Rivas.
98 hits on this season in 100 and now 12 games for Rivas. Rudd hits the dirt outside, so 1-1 is the count. Look at Rudd out there on his pitching arm, his left arm, actually his glove arm rather, probably his pitching arm too, as he like rolls up those sleeves a little to show off the biceps.
Take it easy there, fella.
I watch Rudd come in too as the count is 2-0. Here's the pitch. Rivas swings and misses as Rudd delivers a fastball at 94. But Rudd is one of those pitchers that's superstitious, I can tell, because he like leaps over, you know, the line, the foul line, the white chalk line as he comes out to the mound. Here's the 2-2. Ball going out of play to the right side. That'll keep Rivas alive at the plate. What's going on with Robbie the Redbird out there? He's getting attacked by some young fans. Maybe they're tying it. Someone's tying his shoe. At first, I thought he was getting surrounded there, and now I'm like, maybe he's getting his shoe tied. He can't bend over, you know, with those flappy wings. Another ball out of play.
Well, I think some of those fans might be protecting Robbie the Redbird because some of those foul balls going his way.
They're doing something to his shoe. I really think they're tying his shoes. He's got to tie those spikes, or he's got the tennis shoes.
They might be pulling a prank on him, tying the shoes
maybe
together.
Maybe tying their problem. Here's the 2-2 on the ground, up the middle. Over to his left is the shortstop, Arroyo. He throws to first base, and Rivas is retired as he grounds out.
Nice job by Arroyo, ranging to his left just beyond the second base bag to make that play.
Now I'm watching over there because Robbie can't see. He can't look down to see it. They might be tying his shoelaces together. He's going to trip and fall.
Can he see to begin with? I'm not sure.
Poor Robbie. Alex Iadesernia steps in. Lefty at the plate. First pitch lines it up the middle for a base hit. So Iadesernia gets his first hit of the ball game.
Surprised Arroyo didn't lay out for that because that was just past his glove up the middle for the shortstop.
I think when you have those chalk lines that extend from second base in the pie shape, maybe that kind of like fools him there.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, there's a line. There's not a line. Can I go there yet or no? It does kind of play on you a little bit. So runner at first base, only one out. We're back up to the top of the order here for the Cardinals. First pitch delivered to Scott is a strike as he takes it at 95. So quick adjustment as Scott steps out, gets his batting gloves even tighter, and then steps back into the box.
Did he double knot his shoes?
Maybe. Double knotted those batting gloves. Here's the 0-1. Runner taking a big leap there at first base, but foul ball. I don't even know. I had to discern he knew it was foul, but he just kept on going. Kind of like, you know, when a pitcher knows that a time's called, so he still has to go through the motion. So I guess Alex just wanted to run a little more. Didn't he run enough in left field? Nothing and two to Scott. Wiggles is bad. Here's the pitch. That one will miss low and away. So 1-2 now is the count. We've got action in the bullpen for the visiting Tortugas.
It looks like Gene Correa, number one out there, the right-hander loosening up. Still no activity in the Cardinal bullpen to this point.
Rudd here with the Tortugas is 2-0 with a 2.12 ERA. This is only a second start with Daytona.
So far, so good tonight. Both starting pitchers, in fact.
1-2 is the count. Scott bounces out, just takes the next pitch, and it misses inside.
Victor's had a good start through his first 25 games here with Palm Beach. He's reached safely in 24 of 25.
Challenge call is upheld. Ball is the call.
So challenge, it's upheld. The ball is called.
It's only the second challenge we've seen all night, if I'm correct.
So that goes against Daytona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to put my X's up. I missed the first one. I really think we should put it on the board so the fans know. They probably don't even know, though, here, right? Here's the 2-2. I talked to the guys in the press box. I'm like, hey, that'd be kind of fun, you know, have the big X like they do on Family Feud. And they're like, yeah, we talked about that, or putting up, you know, something so the fans know. But they're like, it's they said by the time, you know, it happens and the PA announcer adjusts to it and says it, he's like, it's already gone. Like, they don't think they could do it quick enough. Throw down to second. It won't be in time. But Victor will walk anyways to first
base.
They're going to
challenge that.
Sure, they're going to challenge it, though, now. Because Ida Cernia, though, is safe at second, no matter what, right?
They're going to rule him out.
Well, it looks like they're going to rule him out. Was it even challenged?
That is absurd. That is absurd. That is not.
I didn't hear a challenge, though.
No,
so I think he struck out, and now. But now.
Carson Rudd was the one that challenged that, and I can't believe that for the life of me right there. That pitch was down inside, and that's not a strike. And somehow Gookie Dawkins.
That's what I was going to say. The manager for the Tortugas is actually the one out talking, and not Gary Kendall. So Gary's happy with the runner at second.
Does he want to call batter interference,
Victor,
maybe?
Possibly. He probably wants to get two outs.
That's
there.
Absurd. That's not. I don't know.
But right now, we've got Victor Scott out, so we have two down, and we have Ida Cerny at second base. We'll see, because if the call doesn't go in favor, you know, and they change it anyway, Gary Kendall will be over there talking to the home plate umpire.
After the pitch, I saw Carson Rudd, the pitcher, tap his hat to call
so
for
the
challenge.
So, yeah, the Tortugas challenged it, and Victor, it says Victor walks, but we've got to take it back. Because now it was overturned in favor, so he will strike out. Now I don't even know how to. It just becomes crazy, my scorebook, trying to write that. First pitch, swing and a miss. So we've got two down. Ida Cerny at second base in scoring position. That's the go-ahead run, as the score is tied at one apiece here at the Dean in the bottom of the fifth. Joshua Bias, the big hitter. That's why Gookie Dawkins was out there talking, because he's like, hey, if I can get another out of this, we don't need to face Bias right now at the runner in scoring position. Because Bias, he has three homers, three doubles, a triple, and he has driven in 14. But tonight, he has struck out twice, and he has no balls and two strikes on him right now. So Bias really has to focus in on this next pitch.
Slap on the other way, big hole between first and second.
Here's the 0-2, and that one's way wide of the plate, and luckily Joshua doesn't go after that.
Rudd giving him a steady dose of down and away right now through the first three pitches.
Runner in scoring position at second base, two outs. Rudd takes the signs from his catcher, Hunter. Come set. The kick, the pitch, and that one slapped to the left side. It'll go through the infield. Rounding third base is Ida Cernia. Here comes the throw at the plate, but Ida Cernia stands up and scores, and the Cardinals take over the lead 2-1.
Joshua Tree with the RBI single right there. Nice piece of hitting, sitting back on that breaking ball and just lining that in between third and short.
That's why I discern he was warming up there and running from first to third, you know, even though he didn't have to at the point. And Gary Kendall was so casual, like, just, you know, telling him to go home. And he just had all the faith in the world on Ida Cernia. Looks like we possibly will have, and we will have, a new pitcher here in relief of Rudd. So we'll take a short break with the Cardinals up 2-1 here in the fifth.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Right-handed pitcher out on the mound will be the right-hander Gene Correa. 6'1", 145 pounds, is the 24-year-old out of Venezuela, making his second appearance here with the Daytona Tortugas. 1-0 record, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed, giving up 2 earned runs, striking out 3, walking 1.
So the 24-year-old Correa leans in, takes the signs. First batter he'll face is Thomas Francisco. Francisco takes the pitch. It's a strike at 89. Baez at first base. Cardinals up 2-1. Pitch deliver. That's wide of the plate. 1-1 the count.
Pretty good night for Francisco at the dish so far.
Correa leans in, kicks, delivers. That's low. Two and one, the count with two outs. It's around the 7:40 mark here, Eastern Standard Time in Palm Beach County. Lights are on. It's the twilight hour. Here's the 2-1. That'll go out of play to the left side.
A pretty small sample size for Correa out on the mound. Only his seventh game appeared in through three different leagues so far this season.
Well, Robbie made it. I guess they didn't tie his shoelaces together. He made it to the second row.
He's still alive.
He dug out of the Cardinals, and he's sitting down. He's taking a break.
As he should be.
2-2. There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. Hard hit. That is a foul ball, and the hitting coach for the Cardinals, Kadeem Octave, has to jump out of the way.
He's got some good moves out there.
He does. He's an athlete himself, as he played some college ball. He looks like he's got his helmet on high on his head.
Mm-hmm. And a solid beard. You could even spot it from here.
The 2-2, and that one's wide of the plate also. So full count now to Francisco. Thomas is 1-for-1 today. Walked in the first, doubled in the fourth, and scored the first run in the ballgame for the Cardinals. Runner going. There goes the throw. It gets past the first baseman, and that will put Baez at second and then on third as the throw went into the bullpen for the Cardinals. But Joshua, he was going to be hung out to dry there, and fortunately, the throw to first base was errant.
That's just how they drew it up, right?
I bet that's it.
Much to your point, an errant pickoff throw as Baez was dead to rights. Just keep on running.
So now Baez at third base with two outs, full count pitch. That'll get by the catcher, and Baez isn't coming. And then Francisco says, come on, let's go. And then the ball actually, I think it rolled down the steps into the dugout. So that will give another run to the Cardinals, and they're up 3-1.
Well, probably not how they drew it up.
Not at all, right?
But they'll add a little cushion to their lead right there. wild pickoff throw and then a wild pitch allows the run to come in. All right.
You almost wonder why Rudd just didn't stay in. He was cruising through the lineup, just needed one more out. The swing, a foul tip. 0-1 is the count, so we've got Francisco also at first base right now as Baez scored, so there's two down. Nothing in one is the count to Yeager, who's 1-for-2. Yeager batting 308, beautiful curveball, but that misses inside, so 1-1 is the count.
Well, it's probably mistakes like that that separate the first place team from the last place team throughout the season.
And I think that's what it is. It's been a lot of sloppy play for the Tortugas. Another curveball inside missing. Correa's kind of getting frustrated, isn't he, out there on
they're
the hill.
They're going to challenge
that. It was a beautiful pitch, but inside.
It was overturned.
Strike goes to him. So that's against the Cardinals in a way that the count changes now on Yeager to 1-2. The pitch... lazy swing as that ball at 76. No way for Yeager to catch up to it. That'll leave one stranded, but the Cardinals pick up two and take the 3-1 lead into the top of the sixth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
From Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I...
Faltini at the plate here to lead things off for the Tortugas in the top of the sixth. Tortugas now down by two as the Cardinals have taken over the lead. Rincon stays in, delivers a first pitch at 91, but inside ball. To the second baseman for the Tortugas. It'll be 2-3-4 here for the Tortugas. Faltini, Rogers, and Confidon. The second baseman is 1-for-2. Drove in the one run for the Tortugas in the third. The 2-0 pitch, that'll miss. So three straight balls delivered to Faltini. The 3-0 at the letters for the strike. So the home plate umpire, he liked that one.
Rincon seems to be in a rhythm, just working very quickly out there on the hill.
Last pitch at 88. He's got that big kick with a straight leg that he then brings in. So now he's worked his way to a full count. Rincon coming back.
Only at 57 pitches to this point. He's been phenomenal through 5-plus innings.
Looks like there might be some action maybe in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Everyone's up. And that pitch just misses. Nobody's going to challenge it. That'll put the second baseman at first base as he walks on down. The first walk? Is that the first walk allowed by Rincon?
And kind of surprising that Bernal did not challenge that, nor did Rincon. It was a borderline on the outside edge.
Jack Rogers, the designated hitter, is 0 for 2 today. Left-handed hitter will face the righty on the hill as Rincon delivers a strike first pitch.
Rogers has had a good season so far, coming in with a 17-game on-base streak.
Challenge, call up held. So that'll go against Daytona. Runner at first base, no outs. Here's the pitch. It's up in the air. On the run is Victor Scott. He's underneath it, makes the grab, and there's one down.
He does a heck of a job manning center field. It seems like he gets a good read off the ball every time it's tracked off the bat.
I think he really does. Not only that, and then his speed helps him, but he really does a good job in center field. There's not many balls that he can't get to, and that's because he does have that. He, you know, has the right angles that he, not always right angles, but takes the right,
he's
the
fast.
Correct angle. And then, yeah, the speed and just the jump on the ball, reading it well. He's got good eyes, unlike me. I was always like, please, I love ground balls, you know, fielding ground balls, but anything in the air, here's the 1-0. Broken bat, pop up. That'll drop in for a bloop base hit. Victor Sagan's there to pick it up and throw in, but he couldn't reach it. So runners are now at the corners at first and third with one out for the Tortugas. That has Confidant at first base. The right fielder is now 1 for 3.
It's like Gustavo Rodriguez, the right-hander, warming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals along the first base side in the bullpen.
So Edwin Arroyo will step in. He is 1 for 2, doubled back in the fourth. He's getting near that 200 mark for his batting average. Has a big wide stance, then brings that right foot in when he's ready to swing. Takes the first pitch at the ball.
Yeah, very open setup for Arroyo.
Here comes the pitch. This one is lifted up into the air. Coming in is Victor Scott. He's calling for it, says he's got it. Throws in, and the throw will not be in time. The tag applied, but too late. So that'll be a sacrifice fly. And the Tortugas, they're cutting the lead here as it's a 3-2 ball game now.
Yeah, nice job by Scott out there in center, circling around that ball. Did all he could to get that throw in there in time. Bang, bang, play at home plate.
That'll keep Confidant at first base. Yeah, Victor Scott, he did the best that he could. He had to wait on it. And then he planted, made a nice throw, but just not in time. First pitch lifted into the air off the bat of Hunter. Victor Scott's going after that one. He shades to his right. Boy, he just makes it look so easy out there. As Hunter is retired, as he flies out, the Tortugas pick up one. It's a one-run ball game, 3-2 in favor of the Cardinals as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right. right, I'm taking a look at the scores around the league. Jupiter's up 9-4 in the fifth. They don't want the Cardinals to clinch, do they?
Not tonight.
Not tonight. It's getting really close, though. You know, right here, we're right at that mark. Cardinals need to win. Hammerheads need to lose. It'll be any day now that the Cardinals probably will clinch, though. First pitch to Bernal. He'll take it. It's inside 1-0. Correa remains on the hill. The kick, the pitch. Slap to the right side. Couple of bounces in the glove of the second baseman. Throw to first. And Bernal's retired as he grounds out. One down. That'll bring up the right fielder, Chris Rotondo, who is 1-for-2. Singled. Then he grounded out in the fourth, but drove in a run. The first run for the Cardinals that tied up the ballgame. Tortugas struck first here tonight in the third. They were up 1-0 until Rotondo tied it up in the fourth. One ball, no strikes to the right fielder. Next pitch, that one misses. 2-0 is the count. Rotondo kicks, delivers. There's a strike to Rotondo. Did I say he was pitching? It was Correa. Sometimes you look up at the board and then you're like, "That I should just know who I know who's pitching. I don't just not even look." So 3-1 is the count. The book's been closed on the starting pitcher for the Tortugas, Rudd. He went 4 2/3, allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned. Swing and a miss. Pair of walks, struck out 5. Rudd's ERA, it moved up a little bit, 2.49 now.
A pretty clean game for both starting pitchers. Oof, man.
Full count on Rotondo, and now with a strike delivered, he wants to walk and challenges it.
I'm shocked he even wanted to challenge that.
It's upheld, so he'll head back to the dugout, and he'll go down looking, and he's looking at many things. And not only was he looking at the pitch, looking to head to first base, but instead he'll have a seat on the... I was going to say something about the splittery...
That was a prayer of a challenge right there.
One ball, no strikes. Correa to Moore. Righty at the plate, who is 0-for-2. The 1-0 inside, that one will miss at 89. Two balls, no strikes.
Because you said they only get 3 challenges, right?
Yes.
Successful.
Depends on who you're talking about. Successful. Right. If you mess it up, if you challenge and you're not correct, then that's right. Against you. So you get 3 of those.
3 unsuccessful challenges,
but,
and
yes,
then you're done.
Yes. But if you're always right, then you can just keep on going. We need to keep those stats. It needs to be, if we,
right.
We need someone that has that little button that can just keep track of who, like, because I'm sure there's a stat out there.
I'll
as
see
far
who
as
I can talk
who's
to.
The, what team is the most successful at, you know, challenges?
Well, based on their record, it's probably not the Tortugas. Oh, here we go.
Right now, Moore was supposed to be walking to first base. Then the Tortugas decide to challenge it, but no, it is definitely a ball. So that will have the Tortugas losing a challenge.
Four walks on the evening.
I have the Tortugas now losing all 3 challenges. Not sure if that's correct. I know Jupiter's lost 1. I don't know. Or not Jupiter. Not, why do I have to say Jupiter? That's where I'm at mistake. Oh, boy.
It's Friday.
I know. That's what I'm just looking. I'm like, I did put Jupiter instead of Palm Beach. Liner into the glove of the first baseman. And that will end the 6th here for the Cardinals. Boy, that's a shocker. All these challenges happening. You know, walk, strikeout, and then a liner right in the glove of Pino. That's it for the Cardinals. We'll head to the top of the 7th. Cardinals up 3-2. And Brian Loftus will take over calling the play-by-play.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long...
And we're back here in the top half of the 7-3-2 Cardinals lead over the Daytona Tortugas. New right-hander out on the mound. Who do we got, Lise?
We have Gustavo Rodriguez, the righty, 6'3", 160 from Venezuela. Just 21 years of age.
With the blue glove working from the first base side of the rubber, the right-hander delivers. First pitch to Justin Boyd, misses down and away. For ball one, 7-8-9 due up for the Tortugas.
Yeah, Rodriguez, he has that powder blue glove to match if someday he's in those powder blue jerseys for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A 1-0 skied out of play, first base side.
Rodriguez is 2-2 on the season, 2.85 ERA. In 25 games, he has three saves in seven opportunities.
1-1, healthy cuts, swing and a miss late on 96.
Pitching 53 2/3 of an inning this season here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. He has struck out 59.
A 1-2 fouled straight back.
And get this, opponents are only batting 194 against him.
Well, that'd be good news for Justin Boyd, who comes in batting 114. Optimistic at the plate. The 1-2 just misses, 97 on the outside corner. Boyd 0-2 on the evening. Playing in his 14th game here, the Oregon State Beaver product. 2-2, called third strike. Is he going to challenge it? No, he won't.
I think they're out of it. They're out of the challenges. Well, that's the worst, when they want to challenge it, and then the umpire's like, nope. None left.
Well, surprisingly, that's only the second strikeout by Cardinal pitching staff so far tonight. That'll bring up the eight-hitter Blake Dunn to the plate. Righty-on-righty matchup, the first pitch. Tries to paint the outside corner, does not get the call. One ball and no strikes. Dunn 0-2 so far in the evening. Healthy cut, swing and a miss.
Not only do I like Gustavo Rodriguez's his whole repertoire that he has, but look at as far as his fit. I mean, he's got the striped socks.
I was just going to say the socks. I love the socks.
Look at those spikes. They've got, like, kind of coordinated with the striped socks. They're striped, you know, red and white.
It's good work by
that
him.
Powder blue glove. He's just got it.
2-1 grounded up the middle past the glove of Rivas into left center field for a base hit. Dunn will be a one-out base runner, extending his on-base streak to 7 games with that single.
Yeah, Dunn being a righty, too, at the plate. Rivas was shifted over more toward third base. So it was very, you know, good hitting by Dunn to hit it up the middle away from Rivas.
And Dunn has a birthday coming up on Monday. I don't think we should wish him happy birthday too soon yet, though.
How old is he going to be?
24.
24.
First pitch to Yasiel Pino in for a called strike one. Rodriguez set at the belt. The 0-1 bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Bernal.
This is my birthday month.
When's your birthday?
The 28th.
Oh, hear me.
So usually we're not here. We're usually here for your birthday, or you kind of take the whole week off.
Right.
But or sometimes you do the game, and then we don't see you.
Well, happy 29th birthday coming
thank
out, Lisa.
You.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You.
You're very welcome.
I used to think that was old.
1-1, pickoff throw to first, back just in time.
Oh, so close. Good play there by the Cardinals.
Dunn is a threat to run over at first base, 13 for 13 in stolen base attempts.
Wow, 13 stolen bases, and down here in the bottom part of the order.
The 1-1, skied out to right. Back is Rotondo. He has this one sized up. The right fielder makes the catch. Big second out here in the top half of the seventh.
And Rotondo, very nonchalant, you know, going to his left. He could do that with that fly ball because there was no wind out there in right field at all. The flags are just static.
Got to bring up Austin Callahan to the plate, flipping it back to the top of the order. Callahan 1-for-3 on the evening. His single back in the first extended his hitting streak to 4 games, on base streak to 10. First pitch misses down in the zone for ball one.
I notified my kids, Brian, to make sure they DVR'd Serena's match. It started, right? You said 7:30?
Says 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Okay. Well, maybe they missed it then.
I haven't seen them all year.
I know. School and it's just keeping them away.
1-0 misses in the dirt right at the shoe tops of the catcher, Bernal. He's able to achieve it quickly, preventing Dunn to advance down to second. Counts 2 balls and no strikes.
Maybe they'll show up for the playoffs,
right? Road trip to St. Lucie. Should the Cardinals make the playoffs, which
we need someone to carry our gear. Put them to work.
I like your style. The 2-0. Jammed him in on the hands of this one. Sky down the left field line. Ranging over is Jaeger. He's going to run out of room as it goes off the netting.
Isn't that what your dad always said? I know he's listening, too. Like, my dad always said, you know, isn't that why they had kids?
Yep.
I felt like I had to do, my dad's like, weed the yard, mow the yard, pick up, rake the leaves, bag the leaves, whatever.
Go get my golf clubs over there.
Right? I'm like, oh, my goodness. And one time I had to clean in the house, you know, dust and sweep, and I put on the oldest dress I could find.
2-1 roped back up the middle. This will drop into center field for a base hit. Tortuga's threatening here in the top half of the seventh, 2-on, 2-out.
And I started singing and told my parents I was Cinderella. And then I'm like, you're the evil stepmother making me.
I want to know, what were you singing?
Songs from Cinderella. I'm trying to think what they are now. Wish Upon a Star, is that one of them? Or no, that's Snow White. I can't remember.
Trey Faltine steps to the plate batting from the right-hand side. 3-2 score. We're in the top half of the seventh. Rodriguez set at the belt. Checks the runner at second to pitch. Fastball 94 misses high and wide.
We had an empty lot 2 doors down, so we did have some country mice in our house, too. They didn't help me. They did not help me clean.
Gives us time to chit-chat as Giovanni Carrera heads out to the mound. The rest of the infield will converge on it. Yeah, it's going to be
that
time.
Where do you go from there, right?
I'm getting ready for that Myrtle Beach golf trip coming up in October.
When am I going to be invited? Are girls allowed to come?
How's your golf game?
I got clubs.
That's all.
My dad always
that's
said
all you
that.
Need.
I had a good swing. He's like, you should have been a golfer. Should have been a golfer. I hear that. I might not need to necessarily know how to golf, right? But you had a hole in one before.
Just one.
That's all it takes.
It was,
right?
Look, it wasn't on purpose. I'll tell you that. It was ugly but effective.
All right. Well, the Tortugas are playing things tight here. And you know what, Brian? It's actually not unusual that this team, that a lot of their games have been 1-run, 2-1, 3-1 mm-hmm. ball games. So, you know, the last couple that they've played here have been, like, last night was a 2-run, 3-run in the game 2, 4-run in game 1, which is unusual. So these games actually have been close games.
The 1-0 misses low. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for your Redbirds. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Tortugas. They're threatening here with 2 on and 2 out. Dunn leads from second, Callahan from first. The 2-0. Fastball runs inside, a called strike looking.
Yeah, and I was taking a look, you know, like I said, a lot of 1-run, 2-run ball games between these clubs. And the Cardinals have won every series against the Tortugas except the second series this season at Daytona, and that was a 3-3 series there.
2-1, swing and a miss, late on the 95-mile-per-hour fastball, down and away.
I think Rodriguez is really going to, you know, bear down and go after these hitters.
Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 men on. Faltine 1 for 2 so far tonight with an RBI and a run scored. Rodriguez checks the runner at second, does a double take, the 2-2. Fastball misses down and away. You got Jack Rogers waiting on deck. He is 0 for 3 so far tonight as Rogers. Runners will be moving on the pitch. Dunn from second, Callahan from first. Quiet activity in both bullpens to this point. Rodriguez set at the belt. The payoff pitch runs inside. Wonder if it clipped Faltine, but regardless, he will take first base. It'll load the bases for Jack Rogers, the designated hitter, striding to the plate.
This is tough when you've got the bases loaded and you have your number 3 hitter coming to the plate. So the Cardinals and Rodriguez, I'm sure, going to pitch him very carefully.
Rogers leads the team in home runs right now with 10.
Has driven in 38 on the season, but he's 0 for 3 today.
We love that.
Everything's been hit in the air.
First pitch fouled straight back. Yeah, Rogers 0 for 3, looking to extend his on-base streak. It currently sits at 17 right now. So far, just 1 for 9 in the series. Righty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez from the belt, the 0-1. Tries to paint the outside corner, does not get the call. Counts even at 1-1. Jack hitting 281 with runners in scoring position. Coming into tonight's ballgame, the 1-1. This ball's flared down the left field line. It is just foul.
Boy, that was lucky that it hooked foul, because dropping into that corner there and hitting off of the Wolves in that area is so tough to play.
Yeah, if he tucks that in there, that scores all 3, probably.
At least two. Yeah.
Dunn from third, Callahan from second, Faltine from first. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Cardinals lead 3-2. The pitch from Rodriguez. Tries to paint the inside corner, does not get the call. Bernal held his glove there for a moment.
It becomes so tough in a situation when you have to be so perfect, you know, at times.
It's easy for us because we are perfect. The 2-2. Breaking ball runs inside right at the kneecaps. Count runs full. Nowhere to put him.
Oh, your dad must be getting some good laughs right now listening to this.
They're at a wedding. They're at a wedding,
like,
right now. I'm not even sure if they're listening, because it's cocktail hour for the wedding coming up tomorrow that I couldn't make it to. They're down in Houston. Never been there. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove, held on to by Bernal for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the 7th. Stretch time here at the Dean. Cardinals get out of a big jam. They lead 3-2. Going to the home half of the 7th here in Jupiter, Florida.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. back here in the home half of the 7th, 9, 1, and 2 due up for your Redbirds as they lead 3-2. I had the Sarnia Scott and Baez due up this half inning. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle of the first pitch. Backdoor breaking ball misses upstairs in the zone for ball one.
Here's some score updates for you from around the Florida State League. Well, Jupiter is still up 9-5. It's the top of the sixth. Jupiter, 16 hits.
Really?
Yeah, 24 hits total in the ballgame on only one error on each side. So those 16 hits are, and those 9 runs are pretty legit here tonight.
St. Lucie not making it easy on the Hammerheads. The 1-1 skied out of play at third base side.
In the seventh in Bradenton, Fort Myers is leading 4-0. Delayed top of the fourth in Tampa. Tarpon's up 3-1.
The wind and the 1-2. Runs inside. Counts even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Aya DeSarnia.
Looks like they are going to play 2 games in Lakeland, but only can play 1. They played it earlier. 9-0 win by Lakeland. Second game is going to have to be played tomorrow.
2-2 breaking ball. Aya DeSarnia lays off. Looks like a left-hander warming up in the bullpen. Alfredo Ruiz for the Palm Beach Cardinals warming up along the first base side. The payoff pitch fouled back.
They're having the same problem in Tampa. As I mentioned, the game was delayed, but they were actually trying to complete a game that was suspended yesterday. And they've got their other game to play, the game 2. So probably only going to hopefully play at least 1, finish that 1 today.
3-2, misses high and wide. Aya DeSarnia is a leadoff base runner to kick things off here in the home half of the 7th as the Redbirds try to tack on a few more insurance runs. Now 5 walks. Issued by the Tortuga pitching staff as Victor Scott strides to the plate. Third baseman Callahan in on the grass, even with the bag, the first pitch. Misses high and wide for ball one.
And taking a look at the box score for the Hammerheads, as we also call the Hammerheads games 2 here, and Caballero is a perfect 4-for-4 tonight.
Pickoff throw to first, back safely head first is Aya DeSarnia.
Mack has 3 hits. Barry has 3 hits.
I guess the Hammerheads don't want to make it easy for their hometown rivals, the Beachbirds. 1-0, jamming fouled back into our left, right off the roof.
I wish we were back to the traditional where they ended, you know, the season together. Boy, that would have been a good last week with both teams so close to making the playoffs here.
Righty-on-lefty matchup. Correa getting set for his 35th pitch. Here it comes. Paints the inside corner for a called strike 2 looking. Victor looking to extend his on-base streak to 12 games. So far 0-for-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Crowds the plate from the left-handed side of the batter's box. The 1-2 backdoor breaking ball never broke.
As we take a look around the organization for the Cardinals, Springfield, it's 0-0 right now. They're playing Wichita, top of the third. Top of the fourth in Peoria, it's a 1-1 ball game there. And in Nashville, where Memphis is, the game is delayed.
2-2, slapped and skied out of play, third base side. How's Serena doing?
Not looking
we
healthy.
Don't look
should we? You know, now that we have, like I was telling you earlier, we have 2 beautiful new scoreboards this year. Couldn't we use one where we could have, you know, the Serena matchup right now and then tomorrow college football?
Oh, man.
We'd have both going on. I bet we get everybody here at the ballpark.
2-2, grounded up the middle. Should be 2. Stepping on the bag is Arroyo, the shortstop. Throw down to first in time for the 6-3 double play. Bases are empty here. With 2 outs in the home half of the 7th, that'll bring up Josh Baez to the plate. And just unfortunate right there for Victor Scott. Tailor-made double play ball. Baez steps to the plate 1-for-3 with an RBI single in his last at-bat. Righty on righty matchup, the first pitch. Starts him off with a slider, catches the outside corner for a called strike 1 looking. The 0-1. A little slider cued back to the mound, fielded by Correa. He'll flip it underhand for the final out to retire the side. 1-2-3 in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left stranded. We're going to the 8th. Lisa Pride back on play-by-play here at the Dean.
mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course. You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high. Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're starting the top of the eighth inning, and there's a new pitcher, Brian, on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
We're going to send a southpaw out to the mound. It's going to be the lefty, Alfredo Ruiz, 6 foot, 200 pounds, is the 22-year-old lefty out of Long Beach State University. Sixth-round draft pick in 2021 by your Palm Beach by the St. Louis Cardinals, I should say. Ruiz getting set to appear in his 16th ball game of the season, 3-1 record, a 3.38 ERA. 24 hits allowed in his 29 and a third innings of work, striking out more than a batter per inning, 37 strikeouts in those 29-plus innings of work, just 7 walks, opponents hitting .226 off the new lefty, Alfredo Ruiz.
Ruiz will first face Confidon. So lefty-on-lefty matchup right here. First pitch missing, though. One ball and no strikes to the right fielder. Then it's Arroyo and Hunter.
Boom, successful challenge.
So now no balls and one strike. Pitch delivered. That'll catch the corner outside. So 0-2 is the count.
Some filthy movement on that breaking ball
right
there.
Like a frisbee throw, right? From one part of the blade to the next. Nothing in two. Framed so nicely. Ooh, that one was nice job by Burnell there. Ruiz is looking up. Is there any challenge, any change?
Didn't miss my
1-2. Not at all. The pitch inside at the knees, but that'll miss too. So two balls and two strikes. Ruiz throwing those breaking balls all around 73, 74 there. Chopper by the plate. That one came in at 89. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to play wiffle ball against Ruiz, that's for sure.
No, that ball would dance everywhere, wouldn't it? We've got a quiet crowd here tonight.
For now.
So the Tortugas, they scored first in the third. It was a 1-0 ball game, but the Cardinals responded in the bottom of the fourth and made it 1-1. After that, in the fifth, the Cardinals tacked on two more, and they had the 3-1 advantage until the sixth inning, where the Tortugas, they added one to their one and made it two, and now it's 3-2, but still in favor of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Payoff pitch coming. Liner, right side, one hopper snagged by Francisco. On the run is Ruiz. She spins, takes the ball, but I don't think it's in time, right?
No.
What a play, though, by Francisco. That was a hard-hit ball, one-hopped into his glove. He was playing deep behind first base. And then Ruiz, he had to jump off the mound and run over to first.
Yeah, I think because Ruiz was falling off towards the third base side of the rubber, tough for him to cover the bag over at first. Like you mentioned, nice sliding one hopper snagged by Francisco over at first. He was a little too deep behind the first base bag to make that play.
Yeah, that's the only thing. He couldn't make it himself, even though it was hit so quickly off the bat of Confidon. So Confidon at first base with the hit. One ball, no strikes here to Arroyo. The shortstop is 1-for-2 today. Flied out, doubled, and had a sacrifice fly back in the sixth. One ball, one strike. more action in the bullpen for the hometown Cardinals. 8 hits for the Tortugas, 2 runs. Pitch inside, that's a strike. And Daytona wants to challenge it, but they forgot. They don't have any challenges left.
Sorry.
They need to put a sign up so that the guys walk out. No challenges left. 1-2 to Arroyo. Cardinals, 5 hits, 3 runs. 3-2 advantage. Upstairs heat, 89. Swing and a miss. That'll sit down the shortstop.
It's a big first out here in the top half of the 8th. It's like Matt Hickey warming up in the bullpen, the right-hander for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Cade Hunter will step in. Another lefty here in the lineup for Daytona. He's 0-for-3, flied out, popped out, and flied out again. Reese delivers, strike outside at 87.
He's been Victor Scott's best friend out there in center field. Flew out all 3 times to center.
The book has been closed for Rodriguez, who was the reliever before Ruiz. 1 inning of work, 2 hits, no runs, walked 1, and struck out 2. Now has a 2.80 ERA. One and one is the count to Hunter. Runner at first base, only 1 out. The kick, the pitch, chopper right side. Picking it up is the first baseman. Throw to second. It's in time.
Heck of a play by Thomas Francisco twice so far this inning, but a heads-up play. I thought he may have gambled trying to get the force out at second, but he made that look relatively routine.
I was thinking the same thing. I thought he was going to turn around and throw to first base, but it was hard, and he saw how hard it was for Ruiz, like you said, the way he falls, then to get over to first in time. And that was another ball that just quickly came off the bat. And so he felt like, you know, that his throw to second base would be quicker and easier, and it was. So 2 outs, Hunter's at first and the fielder's choice, and that'll bring up Justin Boyd. First pitch, a ball, 1-0 is the count.
I wonder if Paul Goldschmidt is hearing some footsteps with this minor leaguer, Thomas Francisco, over at first base.
I think Goldie, Arenado, they're all safe for now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Inside strike. 1-1. I think Ginther, the home plate umpire, he really appreciates the pitching of Ruiz. He's getting these calls on that corner there, whether it's a lefty or righty at the plate. The next pitch, upstairs, swing and a miss. The runner going, throw errant into center field. But holding up is Cade. That's Cade Hunter at second. He's not going to chance it.
Yeah, probably a wise play by Hunter, or by Cade Hunter. He had that bag stolen easily as that throw airmailed into center field. But you don't want to make the final out at third with 2 outs here.
So Boyd still at the plate. 1-2 is the count. Everybody settles back down as Reese comes to the mound. Has his left foot on the rubber, takes the sign from the stretch, kicks and delivers. Goes inside once again, upstairs at the letter, swing and a miss. Boyd is retired, and that'll do it here for the Tortugas. They leave 1 stranded. We'll head to the bottom half. Cardinals still up, 3-2. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as 1 pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as 1 pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Back here in the home half of the eighth. Cardinals up 3-2. Francisco, Yeager, and Bernal all will appear in order for the Cardinals. Correa remains on the hill for the Tortugas. He's worked 2 1/3. Walk 3, struck out 2. Hasn't allowed anyone to score on him or allowed a hit.
Francisco's having himself a night at the plate and defensively as well.
So righty and lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Straight away in the air to center on the run as Boydie makes the grab.
I jinxed him, I'm sorry.
So fly out, one out here. RJ Yeager will step up to the plate. He's 1-for-3. Popped out in the first, singled in the fourth, then struck out in the fifth.
Nice piece of hitting right there by Francisco. Even though he was retired, he sliced that out into left center. Boyd got a good read on that.
One down, Yeager at the plate. Correa delivers, and that's wide. One ball, no strikes, one out. We're hitting the two-hour mark here in the ball game. Strike delivered, 1-1. Correa, that's about where he's been, right? Around 90 miles per hour with his fastball. Yeager will take the ball. 2-1 is the count. It's a quiet night tonight, but I bet you it won't be quiet tomorrow. There's the curveball for the strike. We've got Kids Club Night, Hometown Heroes. Hall of Famer Johnny Bench is coming to throw out the first pitch. Shouldn't he catch the first pitch?
I hope he caught it.
There's an errant throw, wild pitch. It gets by the catcher. Count is full now to Yeager. Let's see, what else is going on tomorrow? I keep forgetting about the mascots. Mascot mania. There's going to be a lot of mascots here coming here at the Dean. Foul ball into the screen behind home plate. Which mascots do you think will appear? Will Robbie and, you know, Hamilton Arhead be here even though, you know, maybe they'll both be here. And then
FAU Owl maybe?
Probably, right? Inside, swatting it away, foul. Yeager's just trying to protect himself as the count is full to RJ. But then I'm wondering who's playing games tomorrow in college, you know, that can they send their mascot here?
Stroke.
Here comes the pitch. Is it a check swing or not? No, he didn't go. So Yeager will walk to first base.
Second time aboard for RJ Yeager.
Leonardo Bernal will walk up to the plate. He's got the big number 44 on his back. He's a switch hitter, so he'll bat from the left side facing the righty Correa. Bernal, he's looking for his first hit of the ballgame as he has grounded out twice and struck out. So 0-for-3 night for the catcher.
Might be his last chance to extend his on-base streak to 6 games.
Pitch off the plate and upstairs at 91. 1 ball and no strikes.
Had a solid month of August. He hit 366.
Wind starting to pick up in right field, blowing in. Bernal goes after it, tips it. 1 ball, 1 strike to the catcher.
He's improved his batting average throughout the season. 205 in June, 255 in July, and then that 366 hot month of August.
I see over in the suite someone's taking video of him. Here's the 1-1. Wonder if he has any family in town. Because they're taking, or unless it's someone else they're taking video, but I figured Leonardo's at the plate, right?
Yeah, because why not?
The 1-2 at the knees, and he wants to challenge it. It's a strike. Good try, right? But Bernal will go down looking. There's 2 outs. Yeager still at first base.
Not a bad challenge. Painted the inside corner right there. Looked borderline, but you know what? I guess they know better than we do up here.
I think it is a family member or somebody because now they're looking at the video, checking out, you know, that third strike. But Bernal's from Panama City, Panama. Strike deliver to Rotunda. He's 1-for-3 today. Singled, grounded out, drove in a run, and then struck out looking. He also tried to challenge that. Or either way. See, I need to be able to write that system. I don't know who challenged. Somebody did, but he struck out looking. 1-1 is the count with two outs. Runner at first base. Cardinals up 3-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball that misses. 2-1. I was talking to Tink Hentz earlier about his curveball, and he's got a really good curveball, but he said he wants to make it even better. He wants to see that sweet drop off the 12-6. That's what he's aiming for.
Adam Wainwright.
Here's the 2-1. That'll be somebody that he can really, you know, tap into, right? Mm-hmm. I saw Wainwright put out. He's doing these videos along with other big leaguers. I think Ali Marmol is the one that started all that. I forget. Oh, gosh. I should remember. Is it called Versus or something? But it connects pro athletes with regular people like us. Gives them all the secrets.
Nobody's ever called me regular.
Not normal either.
Nope.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. Oh, that'll keep him alive right there, Rotundo. Jaeger was on the run. He's got to get back to first base with two outs. 3-2, Cardinals up. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Throw to first base. Quickly sliding back is RJ. He's safe. Got to kick out the dirt, though, out of his belt.
Love an insurance run here going to the ninth.
Boy, a couple right here, right, with Rotundo at the plate. Here it comes, and he was jammed, though. Pop up. Will it drop in? It doesn't, as Arroyo, the shortstop, over the shoulder, makes the grab. That'll do it here for the Cardinals. They leave one stranded, come up empty. We'll head to the ninth inning with the Cardinals up 3-2. On the play-by-play is Brian Loftus. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the top half of the ninth, 3-2. Cardinals clinging to a lead over the Daytona Tortugas. New right-hander out on the mound for the Redbirds. Who do we got, Lise?
We have for the Cardinals Andrew Marrero, 5'10", 196 from New Haven, Connecticut. The 22-year-old was drafted last year in the 18th round. And on the hill this season, he's 0-4. But look at his ERA, 1.41, 29 games. He has 9 saves in 10 opportunities. This is the closer right here. And he leads the team, I believe, in saves too. 32 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts.
Attaboy for the right-hander, getting set to face 8-9-1 for Daytona. Dunn followed by Pino, and then back to the top of the order. Callahan due up this half inning. Fourth pitcher on the evening for your Beachbirds. Righty on righty matchup. Dunn steps in the first pitch. Lays off the breaking ball down and away. Dunn 1-for-3, singled in his last at bat back in the seventh. The wind from Marrero, the 1-0, paints the outside corner fastball at 93. The 1-1 lays off the breaking ball. Dunn coming in. 278 batting average, however, came into tonight's ballgame with a 457 on base percentage. which is astronomical. The 2-1 fastball he lays off the outside corner, 3-3.
Well, the last time that Andrew pitched, he pitched against Daytona. That was on the 31st, and he picked up the save in one inning of work, struck out 3.
3-1, fouled straight back, count runs full.
He walked a couple, but he allowed no hits and no runs. Came in and did his job, picked up his 9th save of the season.
Left side of the infield expecting to pull Yeager, hugging the line behind the third base bag. The 3-2 is fouled back and to our right.
In August, Marrero has 6 of the 9 saves.
Nice play by a fan down there on the concourse. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, he lays off. Did he go around? No go, says Connor McKenna. Dunn is a leadoff base runner aboard. He represents the tying run for the Tortugas to kick things off here in the top half of the 9th.
First baseman, number 25, Garcel Pino.
It's only the second walk issued on the evening by the Cardinal pitching staff as Yasiel Pino strides to the plate batting from the right-hand side. First pitch brushes him off the plate.
Marrero, he comes in tight situations. So I mentioned he has an 0-4 record, and 3 of those losses have come in August.
He's got that pronounced delivery as he works from the belt. The 1-0. Freezes him on a breaking ball. He's going to try to challenge it, and I don't think he realizes as Robert Ginther shakes him off and says, you don't have any more challenges.
Someone needs to keep it, letting everybody know that comes to the plate, right? That's it.
Pickoff throw to first, back safely and standing is done. Dunn, 13 for 13 in stolen base attempts over at first base. Second baseman Brody Moore hugging the restricted line just to the right of second base. Middle infield looking to turn two. The 1-1 fouled back. Tried to check his swing, did Pino.
Yeah, Marrero doesn't walk many, but he walked to the last time he faced Daytona and still came out with a save in that game. He only walked 3 batters in all of August.
His front foot leads towards third base, back foot towards first. Pickoff throw to first, back head first, safely is done.
Besides the 2 that he walked on the 31st here in the series, the last time that he walked a batter was on August 17th against Fort Myers.
Yeager playing a no-doubles defense behind the bag over third. The 1-2 runner goes. This ball is driven out to left field. Playable for Iadesarney. He's going to make the catch. The throw will come in quickly to second. Retreating very quickly back to first is done. A big first out here in the top half of the 9th.
This is where it's going to be tough, right? 1-2-3 in the lineup is coming up.
Austin Callahan strides to the plate. He has a pair of hits tonight. Let off the ball game with a single. Singled in his last at-bat in the 7th. Callahan bats from the left-hand side against the righty Marrero. The first pitch, tried to check his swing. He did not go around. Marrero comes set at the belt. The 1-0 fouled straight back.
Marrero looking so strong here late in the season as he only pitched in 4 games in April and 1 in May. Another handful in June. In July, he added a few more, but this is August. August is when he really, you know, felt healthy and is back here.
The 1-1, this ball is driven out to right field. Liner right at Rotondo, an Adam ball for the right fielder. A big second out. Tortugas down to their final chance. That'll bring up Trey Faltini to the plate.
This is a hitter that you really have to watch. I mean, his average is only .239, but he's been on base 3 times tonight.
Faltini, the Texas Longhorn product. 7th round pick by the Reds in the 2022 draft.
That's right. Let's go, Cardinals. The fans have awakened.
Going to be a righty-on-righty matchup. Dunn leads away from first. Don't be surprised to see him run here. First pitch. Breaking ball. Nice sliding block by Bernal. He's done a heck of a job behind the dish tonight. Three runs, five hits, and an error for the Redbirds. Two runs, eight hits, and an error for the Tortugas. Two outs here in the top half of the ninth. Marrero comes set. The 1-0. Breaking ball called. Strike on the inner third.
That's the way to back him off the plate. That only came at 83, but he hopped out like that was a fastball coming at him.
It's like Henry Rowengartner.
I think the way it was breaking, it was just coming in on him.
1-1, pickoff throw to first, back just safely, head first is done. Surprised we haven't seen him try to steal a bag here. Done over at first. Yet to be thrown out so far this season. Moore, the second baseman, hugging the restricted line to the right of second base, the 1-1. Jammed him, fouled back into our right. One ball and two strikes.
Yeah, and half the game he's played in, because this is his 26th done, he has 13 stolen bases. I think that's why he's so successful, though. He knows when to steal a base. He doesn't want to be the third out here.
Outfield straight away. They're playing deep. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Marrero comes set the pitch. Breaking ball called. Third strike. Ball game over. Cardinals take game four of the six-game set. By a score of 3-2, they've taken all four games of this series to this point. Hoping to secure a playoff spot, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, but we will see what the Jupiter Hammerheads have in store for us just up the road in Port St. Lucie. Going to send you to a quick commercial break. Post game after this, Cardinals win 3-2 here at the Dean.
Social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as we close out game four of the six-game series. Redbirds victorious 3-2. Three runs, five hits, and an error for the good guys. Two runs, eight hits, and an error for the Daytona Tortugas. It was a good one here at the Dean. Hansel Rincon picks up the win. He improves to 3-4 on the season. Carson Rudd gets his first loss of the season for the Tortugas. He falls to 2-1. Andrew Marrero coming on strong, recording double-digit saves so far in the season as he picks up his 10th save of the year. Cardinals go 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They leave six men on base. Tortugas 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left nine men on base in this game that just took 2 hours and 13 minutes, Lise.
Wow, what a game it was here tonight. And you were just asking me about, you know, who I thought was the player of the game. I love how Rincon came out and just set the tone and the pace. He had a great outing with his, you know, six innings of work, four hits, couple of runs, only one though was earned. Walked a batter, struck out a batter. But then Marrero, like I said, he has had just gotten stronger and stronger.
Phenomenal.
And, you know, he's continuing what he did in August here into September, picking up his 10th save. And, you know, these games have been tight, even though the Cardinals have been coming out on top, fortunately, you know, most of the time. But that puts a lot of pressure. And I think Marrero did his job, didn't he?
And they find a way to win ball games. It wasn't the, you know, it wasn't the sexiest of efforts by the Redbirds. I mean, they only managed five hits in the ball game. They didn't walk a lot of batters, but you know what? My player of the game goes to Thomas Francisco offensively.
I knew you'd say
defensively,
that.
Defensively,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Defensively, too. Definitely.
You look at the box score, he just went 1-for-2 with a run score, but a pair of walks, his defense over at first base, and a catalyst in the three hole in the lineup for the Redbirds tonight. And you know what? Sometimes it isn't always pretty, but you find ways to win. And the Cardinals certainly did that in tonight. They fell behind early 1-0 in the top half of the third. Answered back very quickly, putting up a run to tie it in the fourth. I want to say on the RBI by Chris Rotondo. A little grounder right in front of home plate. They capitalized with two in the fifth, especially on the RBI by Josh Baez out of the two hole. And they closed down the door. Like you said, the bullpen came in. Three shutout innings by that bullpen. Gustavo Rodriguez, Alfredo Ruiz, and Andrew Marrero closing the door on the Daytona Tortugas. Cardinals have guaranteed themselves a series victory over the Daytona Tortugas by taking the first four of the six-game set. Back again tomorrow night. Will you be here tomorrow night, Lise?
I will be here. I'm going to be not in mascot costuming, though. I'm a mascot of itself, right? But, yes, I'm excited because Johnny Bench is coming, and hopefully maybe we'll get him here on the broadcast or something. He is one of my all-time favorite players just because when I was so little, I got his card. And then that was, like, my introduction to baseball, you know, baseball cards, just having that card, and I remember, and then just being able to follow him. But, yeah, he lives right here in Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter area, and every once in a while he comes, you know, to the ball games, and he played for the Reds, and the Tortugas are the, you know, the low A, single A club for the Reds. He'll be out here tomorrow, and hometown heroes, we're going to have, you know, all kinds of first responders and heroes out here at the ballpark, too, so it's going to be a great night.
Should be a good night of baseball. Johnny Bench and Lisa Pride coming at you live tomorrow night, and hopefully the Cardinals can clinch themselves a playoff spot tomorrow evening. 6:30 start time, 6:20 pregame with Lisa Pride. Tomorrow evening for Brian Loftus and the Queen of Diamonds, Lisa Pride. Thank you for listening to us on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.